Carlos Mendoza did confirm that they assume it's an Achilles injury. They're going to wait for the MRI to confirm. But after that sobering moment, the Mets did take care of business to earn a split of their four-game series with the Braves.
Pitch. Swinging a floater towards short. Over the leap of Allen into center field. This will score two. Soto is in. Alonso right behind him. Jeff McNeil adds a pair. And the Mets score two in the seventh inning to take a 4-0 lead.
That is Keith Rad again, Odyssey Mets Radio. Insurance provided there by McNeil in the seventh, and the Mets finished off a 4-0 win over Atlanta thanks to 6 1/3 innings of yeoman's work from the combination of Austin Warren, Daniel Nunez, Ryan Stanek, and Edwin Diaz. And he had Alonso three hits, including an MRI, an RBI. Jeez, I've got MRI in my mind with Griffin Canning. Hopefully not an MRI for Pete. That would be unfortunate. He had his 23rd double of the season already on top of all the home runs he's hits, a lot of extra base hits for Pete here in the first half. He was also a pregame guest of Evan and Tiki here on The Fan as they did their show live from Citi Field. They covered a lot of ground, and before we get to the lineup stuff, here was Pete on this bounce back season he's putting together, building off the success he had last October.
I think the biggest thing I'm really the most stoked about is just the consistency, and this is for me something that I really worked hard on in the offseason.
And then they got on the topic of slumps during the season, even the short-lived ones like a week or two where you're just not getting the results. And Pete came prepared with a comparison or an analogy tailored specifically to the other pro athlete that was in his presence yesterday.
It's actually funny because when I'm like, man, Tiki's going to be on the show, sick. So if I had to explain, like, 2 weeks of games, so that's 14 games, that's equivalent to one NFL game.
Right.
Which is, if you put that into perspective, it's like,
it's a lot of baseball.
It's an interesting point when you think of it that way. I like that.
I just love, he's like, oh, Tiki's on the show? Sick.
Sick. Yeah.
Sick. He's such a goofball, but he's great. We love him.
So we live and die with these baseball games, series to series, but it is a very long season as
well. Slump buster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, three hits, including an MRI again.
Jeez.
An RBI and a double is a slump buster for Pete.
I'm picking up, CeeLo.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, well, you guys covered Lou Gowers' lineup construction idea on yesterday's show. I know Jerry played the audio.
Lugie!
Spacing guys out, so Alonzo leading off, Soto
four. Did they ask him about this?
Oh, yeah. Lindor 7th, Nimmo 9th, some version of that. So
you gotta roll your eyes if you are Tiki and Pete, you gotta look at each other and just go, oh yeah. Here we go.
All right, well,
we're going into NARP territory.
They present Pete with it. Now, I didn't hear their reaction the day prior, but Tommy, I think, references it in the clip. He felt like they kind of gave some credence to the idea on the show in here on what would that have been Wednesday. But as they were setting Alonzo up with it, they were like, this is a dumb idea, worst idea ever. So Tommy then tried to save it.
You just said you let off before, and this isn't knocking anybody. I'm positive, Tommy. It's just about spreading out. It's not knocking anyone. It's just about seeking a problem and finding a solution.
It sounded different when he was...
I'm an idea
Pete
man.
Pete, you're allowed to punch him if you want.
I thrive on enthusiasm, Pete. Come on. He's speechless. Is that a good thing?
No.
And then as Pete attempted to collect his thoughts and provide a reaction, here was how it finished off.
I have no words.
No words?
No words.
It's that dumb.
That's never been suggested, ever.
Maybe just take a little time. Can you pass it along to Mendy for me? Just say, this idea. You spread the four best hitters out throughout the lineup. That way, every inning, you have one of your best hitters.
It's not going
to
work,
you get
Tommy.
To lead off.
You got to give this one up. You got to pass this one out.
Just give him a time to think.
No.
No. Not even maybe?
Hard no.
Hard no. Yeah, he wasn't having it.
That was funny.
Yeah, they had a good time with it. So that was kind of fun. He also had Evan at the game last night with his family, but seemingly ignoring them, at least when the SNY cameras put him on the screen. He was buried in his scorebook wearing the Mets bucket hat in only a way that Evan could. It was half flipped
back. I'm a loser.
Yeah, half flipped back. And it just like it matched his shirt. It was like amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's starting to look like if like Jon Stewart and Lindsay Lohan had a baby together. Now think about that.
How did
that.
You come up with those two?
Because he really looks like Jon Stewart these days.
Okay.
And then he's got the red hair and the freckles.
All right.
I'll tell you what, though. Lindsay Lohan's looking great these days.
I'm not saying she doesn't, just red hair
and
freckles.
But I'm saying that's an insult to Lindsay Lohan.
No, he's got
she provides the red and the freckles.
The red and the freckles. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The rest
and,
is Jon
and the boobs. I know I'm one to talk. I'm a man who possesses moobs as well, but Evan's got them too.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of that going on around here.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Wow.
They're supple.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's the business we've chosen, right?
Do we have any?
We have a photo of what Evan looks like.
The Mets put it out.
Oh, they did. Okay.
I should have alerted TV.
That would be something that you should do.
Well, let's go step it up. First hour running in here. We're looking for Frederick Weiss in the archives.
Well, you didn't find it. So let's get our head out of our, you know what. Let's go.
All right.
Let's just tighten things up around here.
Yeah. The Mets quote tweeted the Evan and Tiki page that had it out there.
God, they post a lot of stuff. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is right there, Evan Roberts.
Oh, my God. He looks like Sign Guy. Remember Sign Guy?
Of course.
It looks like it wants to be a fedora, but also it's like a cross between a fedora and a bucket hat.
I saw all the bucket hats last night. And it's, you know, obviously you can turn it inside out, but it's got the gray on the other side.
Did you see anyone wearing it the way Evan was?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's probably 35,000 fans there, so there's...
I don't know.
Eventually, somebody around there would be wearing it like him. And I mean, he just looks like he should be Sign Guy now.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Sign Guy was awesome back in the 60s, by the way, at Chase Stadium.
All right. A little before my time, but I'll take your word for it.
Yep.
So we got all that. I also will just play this real quick because it's just like a out of context drop, essentially.
Yeah, CBS Sports Network has it for our TV viewers.
Whoa.
It does match the shirt. You're right about that. The pinstripe, sort of, the horizontal pinstripe shirt.
Like, that's him trying to look nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the collared shirt.
Yeah, the collared shirt and the jeans and everything. Like,
no beard.
Yeah, that's him. Like, I got to go to Shea Stadium and I got to look nice. I mean,
and
Shea
I gotta
Stadium,
get a
Jesus
bucket
Christ.
Hat, and I got to get a bucket hat from City Field.
Right. I get City Field. I'm going there. I'm interviewing Pete Alonso. I'm going to dress up today. And this is what we've got.
And I got to get a bucket hat. I just got to get one. I got to be one of the first 18,000 people.
Well,
it's only for kids.
He stole it from his son.
I like baseball. You like baseball? I love baseball.
So I got to get to the bottom of this.
God bless him. You know what? Because that's authentic.
Indeed.
100% authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the scorebook.
And he was
furiously writing in there. If you saw the video component of this on SNY, he doesn't look like he's there with anybody. He's not pictured in that photo. I believe his wife and one of his sons was... It looked like there might have been a seat in between them. Maybe that's where his son was going to be sitting. He was kind of floating around a little bit. So it looked like he was there with some version of the family. We take your boys to games.
They float around?
Maybe not like outside of our row, but they don't sit. No.
Oh, okay.
They're constantly...
Up and around.
There's always movement. There's no sitting or sitting still, even at home.